then I'm really in for it. But also, it's probably just until the next exit, because otherwise those fire engines and ambulances would have not gotten on this off-ramp. Would have gotten on at the next one or something. So, hopefully it's short-lived, I guess. I don't know. This says I'll be in traffic for 10 minutes. That's what Waze has to say about it. That's what they think. Oh, wait. Oh, it seems to be actually like something unplugged and now everyone's just moving. Maybe whatever accident or whatever happened up here is not... not a problem. Wednesday, right? Today's Wednesday. A day for wigglers. If there ever was one. Yeah, I haven't seen any evidence of what was causing this traffic at all. Well, whatever. We're out on the road! Making it happen, making moves. Getting things done. Oh, slowing down for more traffic. You know, it's like Wednesday stuff, you know? Sounds like the next batch of Arcade Archives releases for PS4 has been announced. Someone said that to me this morning. It was like Bubble Bobble and Double Dragon 2. And one other game that I'm not remembering now, but... Salamander, which was Life Force, was actually Gradius. I don't know, the lineage of that series has always kind of escaped me. I don't know. Life Force was the sequel to Gradius here, but maybe in Japan they called something else Gradius 2. Intermittent slowdowns on this road. Like, we'll get going, and then it'll be like, alright, why don't you slow down to about 30 for a little bit, and then, okay, go again. Weird fucking stretch of freeway today. Really nice chaise lounge. We need some really nice things. Just a good looking tablecloth.
Washington has been named Woman of the Year by Harvard University's Hasty Pudding Theatricals. The skin is talking.
I got the whole feud on my Twitter at Gotham Tommy. Zacho and Torres, the leading king now.
Bag, but managed to not pick it up and get it stuck to the underside of my car. That's best case scenario.
Allow me to make this childlike in nature. Rhythm, you have it or you don't, that's a fallacy, I'm in them. Every sprouting tree, every child of peace, every cloud and sea. You see with your eyes, I see destruction in the mind. Corruption in the sky, from this is a prop. Now I'm something to your life. Rustle, not as muscle, but because of you provide. For me as a guide. Y'all can see me now cause you don't see with your eye. See what you mind, that's the end. So I'ma stick around with Russ and be a mentor. Bust a few rhymes, so motherfuckers remember what the thought is. I brought all this so you can survive when law is lawless. Feeling sensations that you thought was dead. No squealing, remember
that it's all in your head.
I had a real disdain for REM when they had that kind of burst of super popularity in the 90s. There's just something about them just really, really rubbed me the wrong way. These days, like, yeah, I can look back on that stuff and be like, yeah, you know, yeah, those are, the song's all right. I don't love REM. But, eh. What are you gonna do?
flooding warning. That's always great. I think this song is out of place on a station called Lithium. I think this song is like you need another station for the music that came after the music you are trying to evoke by having your fucking grunge station. I don't think you can even put early Korn on the same station. I just don't think it works. Is it weird that... I had a deep disgust and hatred for Korn when this stuff was coming out. Like, it was just this revulsion of just like, my God, fuck you. It's the fucking worst. And now... I mean, I'm not going to sit here and say that I like this song, but listen to it, it's like, I don't have that fucking, like, knee-jerk, like, oh my God, I have to turn this off right fucking now. I don't know what that says about me or the way this music has aged or what. I certainly spent a chunk of time being like a much more staunchly into hip-hop and nothing else through the first half of the 90s or the early parts of the 90s, but I eventually kind of warmed up to, you know, like Soundgarden. I mean, that, like, Super Unknown is a fucking killer album. And that, I think that album, it's like specifically, like, opened me back up to guitar music with guitars in it in a way. Like that, and like I started listening to a lot of They Might Be Giants. So that's maybe a hard swing from the fucking loudest ass bass and fucking filthiest ass rhymes I could get my hands on. But yeah, I guess it was Soundgarden, and then I guess Stone Temple Pilots to an extent, and then later on I kind of got an appreciation for Pearl Jam. Like, alright. Jeremy's okay, I guess. Kind of Nirvana came in along the way, I guess, around that time. But Bush, never. Bush, never. I still feel every bit of revulsion I've ever felt for Bush. Like, I may have softened my stance on Korn, but not Bush. Not fucking Bush. Fuck you, Bush. Fuck Bush. Those bumper stickers were talking about the band. Not a lot of people know that. Everyone thought, like, oh... yeah, let's get political. Like, no, let's get political about the band fucking Bush, because they're the fucking worst. Just sounds like this fucking polished up, like, fucking somewhat more radio-friendly take on the shit that came before it. Like, it was like, they found the initial vein of fucking, like, grunge and fucking real shit from that scene, and then in the frenzy to fucking cater it as much as possible, at some point some fucking machine shot out Bush. Grunge mixed with pulp and OA. Yeah, I can. Okay, I can see that. I can see that. The difference is, I think, well, I guess maybe that's, I have no problems with pulp, and I have few problems with Oasis.
Was absolutely insane. Here's Dinosaur Jr. with their cover of the hunky-dory classic, Quicksand.
I don't want to listen to your fucking Bowie cover hour, dude. Save the covers for some other time. What is this? Is this new Linkin Park? Is there new Linkin Park material coming out that they are playing? Or is this just some fucking... I have a weird respect for Linkin Park. They're like, ah, you guys, they're doing their thing, and they've done it well, and they've done it for a good long time, and, like, good on them. I don't think that they're making particularly great music, and maybe they never did. I think there are some songs here and there that are a-okay, but, like, fuck. Yeah, that was another one that, like, initially was just, like, right there with Korn. Just like, oh my god, fuck this. And then... eventually softened a little bit when it came to Linkin Park.
as we head throughout Thursday night into Friday, starting to trend lighter, and then by Saturday morning, most of that will come to a close. Temperatures are definitely starting to ease for the High Plains, as well as the Western Corn Belt, where it has been frigid for the past couple days. We're closer to average for today, back to the teens and 20s as highs, out of the negative territory that we were in earlier this week. So that cold snap is over, but temperatures are going to climb yet again, getting into this weekend. We've got another cold trend shaping up. This is what we're working with as we head throughout rural America for this Wednesday. Macon, Georgia today, 52 degrees, lots of sunshine coming your way. Price, Utah, 33 degrees and sunny. And Jamestown, North Dakota, you'll be at 24 degrees with some clouds, but no precipitation out there just yet. North Dakota, though, look for some of that snow as we head throughout your Thursday. New system pushing in out west.
You shall climb every mountain or a mountain.
I don't really understand the point of, I mean, I guess, like, you know, whatever. It's a TV station that is on satellite television, and then they take the feed from that TV station and broadcast it on satellite radio. So they can't guarantee, like, where their listeners and viewers are. But there's still, like, a national forecast like that where they're just like, hey, here's what's going on in North Dakota. Here's what's going on, like, 1,000 miles away. Here's what's going on here. Like, that doesn't seem like an efficient way to deliver the weather. Much like a tequila drinking song.
Taylor. Gross. Doesn't make me happy the way it used to, the way it should. The way it should make someone happy. It's another one of those cases of like, I... I lived inside this song for a chunk of time. I don't... When I was in a band, we actually covered this song a couple of times. This and Baby Got Back.
Thank you. what they got. Something broke, man. They looking for us, man. Call me over the TV time, man.
Of course, MAME-UI 64 allows controller input to control the file selection list. That whole UI is built for, like, you could use it in a cabinet or something if you wanted to. Like, just better front ends for that sort of thing, I think, if you wanted to go that route. But it's like their attempt at trying to make that thing work in a standalone way. The stuff they did with MAME, merging in all the stuff from MESS, has been a fucking mess. Especially for that particular build, for MAME UI, it's just been... it's been a hassle. I feel like they should build MAME UI with, like, the arcade target or whatever and take all the MESS stuff out of that build, because it's just not built for it. I mean, unless you're using software lists, and software lists in MESS have always been shit, because they require you to have fucking dumb fucking file names, and just like the, if they would just adhere to fucking, if they change the software lists to adhere to like fucking TOSEC or fucking something, then that would be better. Like, I get why they fucking merged it, because they, you know, more people were working on MESS than were working on MAME, so they thought, like, well, let's just fucking merge the whole base together and just put out one thing, and then that will hopefully encourage people to at least think more about MAME, I guess, was the idea behind that. But I think it's MAME's a bummer lately, because there's like, targets out there for... like, arcade emulation. It's, like, stuff that hasn't been done yet. Like, the grid, or, you know, or... yeah, it's, like, stuff of that era. And, you know, some emulation of some of that early 3D stuff that could be tightened up and that sort of thing. But... the interest from the developers just weren't there. Like, you know, it just felt like, you know, like... and as it kind of changed hands... from one maintainer to another, it seemed like, you know, the interest, the people that were kind of maintaining MAME early on, they were interested in kind of the arcade classics. You had the guy that did all the Atari work, that got all the Atari sound stuff working really well, and really cared about all the slapstick emulation or whatever it was for Atari protection chips and shit. But, you know, it's, at some point that all got done, you know, and a lot of them, you know, a lot of the emulator authors of that era would kind of look down on fighting games and stuff of the 90s, because the minute you started emulating those games, it brought in, like, a younger user that was less educated and more of a pain in the ass to deal with, because they just were flooding support boxes with requests for fucking ROMs. So I get it. I get why Neo Geo emulation was such a fucking pain in the ass when it was happening, because it was basically enabling piracy and fucking... people getting all fucking bent out of shape about it. But, you know, there's, like, there's stuff like that that, like, you know, it's something that I wish I was fucking smarter when it came to that shit. I would love to fucking throw in on that sort of stuff and figure out, like, okay, well, why doesn't the grid work? Can I fucking figure it out? This poorly documented piece of hardware. Like, what's it gonna take? How long do we all need to stare at it before someone figures it out? But, like, it just seems like that's... you know, no, there aren't enough people out there that are interested in those games that have the know-how to make it work. So it doesn't get done. It's why original Xbox emulation never really got off the ground, because there just was not a groundswell of interest amongst developers and users and all that other stuff to actually make that stuff work. And now everyone just fucking is like building shit for Android. Like the emulator scene just seems so weird. It's like gone towards like what is it, the Raycast, that fucking Dreamcast emulator is like built primarily for, it seems like if you go to their site, it's like, hey, get it here for Android. Oh, by the way, there's a Windows build somewhere. It's crazy to me. But like, you know, like Dreamcast emulation has come so far. Saturn emulation is like getting decent. It's decent in spots, right? I mean, it's not perfect. The nice stuff about the Dreamcast stuff is that they went and did Naomi and Naomi 2. And what's that other variant of that? Anyway, whatever Planet Harriers is running on, like you can kind of acceptably run Planet Harriers on one of those emulators, and that's kind of neat. Hikaru, that's what it is, yeah. So it's cool that, like, some, there's still, you know, and whatever, like, and now people have moved on to fucking insane targets, like fucking, you know, the 3DS and the Wii U and the 360, that PS3 emulator that's showing progress, like, in a way that is, like, alarming. Like, man, wow. Still no Planet Harriers? No, you can. I mean, it's fucked up in spots, but you can play Planet Harriers. Some missing textures and stuff like that. Oh, not in MAME. Yeah, I mean, MAME and 3D stuff just doesn't really fly, right? I mean, it just seems like mess, and that sort of stuff has never been the right place for CD-based polygonal systems, like PlayStation Forward, you know, just, like, the emulation is technically there, and you can make it work, but the hoops you have to jump through to, like, for front-end purposes and all that sort of stuff, like, there are better standalone alternatives for a lot of those platforms, right? I mean, that stuff's always so fascinating, though. I don't know. I love that shit. I love the people are out there fucking solving those problems and just how weird it all is. But it's also a scene, you know, and it's also a lot of people doing a lot of work for no money and a user base that just gets fucking abusive at times. And so I totally get why authors for that stuff would eventually just go like, you know what, this is not worth my time anymore to deal with these fucking assholes. Yes, if you put your PS3 emulator in a digital locker, it will come out capable of playing PS4 games. It's really something else, yeah. My dishwasher can play the dishwasher, which is weird because that wasn't even on a PS3. That's just how powerful it gets. But looking at that footage of Afterburner running on that PS3 emulator at a decent speed is pretty fucking wild. When you think about everything that we know, or, you know, everything we've been told by people who have worked on the PS3 about how fucking crazy of a system that is and all the processors, and you think about, like, that being the thing that made Saturn emulation so hard for so long, was getting the different processors working together and all the, you know, like, emulating all those different chips. PS3 emulation just seemed like an impossibility to me. But I guess that's the thing that, you know, like, that's the way everyone felt about N64 stuff when Ultra HLE came out, you know? It just felt like, oh, this fucking thing came from space. Like, fuck you, this runs Mario 64, kind of. And you're like, what? No, what? No, come on. Like, I can barely fucking run Mortal Kombat 3 at full speed on this PC, and you're gonna tell me that you've got an N64 game running on here. Fuck you, that's crazy. That was crazy. But, you know, like, but also the release of, like, fucking, was it Passofami, the first, or the, one of the first NES emulators, was similarly crazy, where they were like, oh, by the way, you've just been playing Game Boy games and Pac-Man all this time. Well, here is the Super Mario Brothers. Please register this shareware emulator. And you're like, wait, what? No, what? Hang on. Those are probably the moments. If I think about it, those are the emulation moments that stand out of just like, holy shit. It would be the release of Passofami, and then the rapid release of, like, free, better working NES emulators not long after that. iNest. Nesticle. Which then, you know, eventually kind of gave way to Genesis. That's no nesticle. And then the release of that N64 emulator. And then I would actually probably put that PS3... Well, maybe some of the Dolphin stuff. Might just with how crazy some of that stuff is when they were suddenly like, oh yeah, this runs Wii games too. Oh, jeez. But this PS3 stuff is probably up there in terms of just like, man, that doesn't seem like something that should be possible. But here we are. Yeah, all the DS emulation stuff has been interesting to watch. Like, I guess I'm a little less interested in some of that stuff, but because I have most of the DS games I would want to play, but it's neat that that stuff happened. And yeah, fan translations and stuff like that's kind of cool. The whole, like, emulating old computers thing has been really fascinating, because there's a bunch of stuff that I just never was able to get my hands on, because a lot of it didn't happen in this country, right? I mean, being able to, like, really see what Spectrum games were all about has been interesting. a little weird. Because this many years later, it's hard to look at some of those games and understand why they were such a big deal. Or like X68K games. Strider running off 8 floppy disks or whatever the fuck it was. I watched a 25-minute video yesterday of a dude who was into... I guess there's a sub-scene of people running Super Mario 64 that are trying to finish levels or the game or whatever it is, hitting the A button as few times as possible. And it leads to them having to break the game in ways that are pretty different from a standard speed run. And it, the level of knowledge and understanding, like it was a commentated video of a guy kind of breaking down, here's what I did to do this. And it's fucking insane. And like you look at it and go like, man, this dude should probably find something else to do with his time. But also, this is fucking incredible. And nuts. Like the level of manipulation they're doing to the game and the level of understanding they have about the way a lot of that game works is fucking nuts. And, you know, that's all stuff that, like, you know, breaking those games apart that way and, like, being able to really dig into that stuff is stuff that only happens because of emulation, you know? It's the thing that has become so weird about that whole thing is, like I was saying, like, you know, like, Twitch Plays Pokemon was a big, like, phenomenon that didn't get shut down by Nintendo, you'll notice. Even though, like in the past, that would have been, they would have immediately fucking been like, what? You're manipulating the game, you're cheating at it, this is clearly an emulator. What the fuck? Like, I guess you're not offering the ROM for download, but they would have still tried to apply pressure and stop something like that. So yeah, I don't know. It's for as shadowy as it all had to be for so long, it's been really cool to see emulation get out there and be like a little more accepted across the internet. Because it's just led to so much crazy shit. You know, like a lot of the speedruns and stuff. Like a lot of the Awesome Games Done Quick stuff. You know, those are people kind of... Some people are putting that stuff together in an emulator. Like figuring out how the tricks are going to work or... and then trying to apply it to real hardware or not, or, you know, whatever they want to do. I'm still only truly into tool-assisted speedruns, though, because those are, that's just raw science. And the idea that they built a thing to then dump the inputs of a TAS back onto real hardware is fucking rad. It's the fucking craziest, dumbest shit ever. And of course they fucking strapped it all to a Rob the Robot for no good reason other than that's fucking awesome. Yeah, fuck it. Build a fucking level editor for fucking Mario World inside of a fucking Mario All-Stars and Mario World cart. Sure, why not? Alright, I gotta go. I gotta get inside and... I mean, I have to wiggle. You know me. I hope you do the same. I'll see you later. Have a good night. Day. It's day. Right?